everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some they may go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick. You give me a boot. I get a kick out of you.
How's it going, everybody? We're back on Hawthorne Instrumental. You got Clefsa. This is Clefsa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's it going? We got some new guests in the building. We got ND. Say hi, ND.
Hey, what's up?
We got Zerzo.
Hello, all.
And we got... Ooh, what was your name again? he requested one. I do not remember. He told me right before. What was it again?
The Forest, fam.
The Forest. We got the Forest in the building.
You can just call me.
We got
again.
Oh, and Daddy.
My bad.
We got Daddy J also in the building. I forgot about that. Daddy J.
What?
We're gonna have a good show for you guys. This is our first time on the air, right? Or wait, whose first time is it? Can you please tell them the mic? ND, is it yours?
No, it's not.
Okay, how about
really?
You, Zerzo?
It is,
and she's graduating. She's about to be gone in a couple
first
days, everybody.
And maybe last.
Wow. How about you, the Forest?
How about you, the Forest?
talk to the mic.
It's my first time here too.
All right, how about you, Daddy J?
My first time here.
Very first time.
And we got three newcomers, and we also got a stuffed jumbo. Those of you who are listening from California do not know. Jumbo is our mascot. Jumbo's our mascot. He is an elephant. And
without a shirt?
He is fantastic. Yeah, he does not have a shirt. Though, have you ever seen an elephant with a shirt? I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen an elephant with a shirt.
Natural nudist.
He is a natural nudist.
Me a vegan.
He's also dead. But
Yo, we don't talk about that.
Well, he's stuffed.
Have some respect.
Technically.
Hand stuffed.
Well, no, he burned hand down stuffed. Before.
We're having a Danny
time. That's the history of everything.
So currently, let's see, how many listens we got? We still have 9. I'm assuming more people will come in once we start going. It is now the hours 11:03.
Home in Texas, tunes in.
Make sure you speak directly to the mic, so we'll have trouble hearing you.
I'm hoping Texas tunes in. Hit me up, Texas.
Hit him up, Texas.
Texas.
We had something in mind to talk about. I'm trying to remember what it was. What it was. If we can't think.
For this contact.
What?
Andres being gross with his contact.
Oh, well, like, Andy. Oh, that's true. That was a good story. Andy, go ahead.
Well, are we each sharing like the grossest things that we've done?
No. We could, but right now we're just asking you about this.
Oh, about this? It was, you know how many, like, Wolverine movies there's been? There's been, like, 5 or something like that. Like, you think you'd get, like, tired of Wolverine, but apparently Marvel has not. So this particular time... I was watching a movie, and then I was rubbing my eyes, and then the contact fell out. And then, you know, your boy still wanted to watch Wolverine.
So your boy had a movie.
I have horrible vision, so I tried to, like, go down to, like, the front seat, but, like, even that wasn't good enough. So
you
took some
before?
Water, just, like, splashed it on the contact and put it in my eye. We're still here. We're still standing.
Oh, gosh.
We're technically sitting.
That's one of the things.
Did you or did you not get pink eye from the spray?
I did not, but, you know, I could have.
Not all heroes were capes.
Did you leave the theater? Like, did you go into the restroom to clean it? Or did
no,
you,
you know, I was just sitting
just
there in the seat
there?
With my water bottle.
You don't even know if you cleaned it, right? Or anything?
Yeah, that's like,
you know, I could see because of the movie, so...
Could you really see? You didn't have your icon.
Well, like, I
can
see, like,
on.
Right here if it's, like, 3 inches away from my face. I'm not that blind, guys.
But you couldn't see, a whole theater, like,
you know what?
Sized
Wolverine.
Movie.
I honestly, my only regret is
watching
that Wolverine movie.
Ouch.
Can we really appreciate... I really enjoy Daddy J's voice on the radio. This is really nice.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know why. I know actually. I stutter a lot whenever I listen. Like, dang, I talk too fast. Andy kind of yells. Zuzo's a little, you know, she's like, she's too relaxed. The Force doesn't talk, but Daddy J really, really has a... I think you're meant for the radio, my friend.
Dude, are you calling me ugly?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Stay behind the microphone.
I think he's just saying that you finally have a chance with your degree.
Oh.
Ooh, all right, so we're going to go back to some tunes real quick. It's just me on the mic. And the first song we had, I Get a Kick Out of You. And this next one actually kind of mimics that in the beginning. Hopefully you enjoy it. I surely enjoy it, but it's because, you know, I curated the music. Anyway.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. Tell me why shouldn't it be true? I get a kick out of brew. There's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf. Tempt me, do a number on a label. Beat up all the MCs and drink them under the table.
Shout out Doom.
It's on me. Put it on my tab, kid. However you get there, foot it, cab it, iron horse it. You're leaving on your face forfeit. Across the mic, hold it like the heat, he might toss it. Told her, tell him they stole it. He told her he lost it. She told him get off it and a bunch of other more shit. Getting money, DTs be getting no new leads. It's like he eating watermelon, stay spitting new seeds. This the weed, give me some of what he drooping off. Soon as he wake up, choking like it was whooping cough. They grouping soft. First hour at the open bar and they trooping off. He went to go laugh and get some head by the side road. She asked him autograph her derriere red to wide load. This yard bird tastes like fried toad. Turn love villain. Take pride in code words. Crooked eye mode. Nerd geek with a cold heart. Probably still be speaking in rhymes as an old fart. Study how to eat to die by the pizza guy. No, he's not too fly to skeet. And a squeeze a eye, a squeeze a thigh. Maybe give her curves a feel. The same way she feel it when he flow with nerves of steel. They call a super when they need their back on plumbing fix. Howard's only one left, the pack coming six. Whatever happened to 2 and 3? A Herb tried to slide with 4 and 5 and got caught. Like, what you doing, G? Don't make him have to get cutting like truancy. Matter of fact, not for nothing. Right now, you and me, looser than a pair of Adidas. I hope you bought your spare tweeters. MCs sound like cheerleaders. Rapping and dancing like redhead kingpin. Doom came to do the thing again, no matter who be blinging. You do it for the smelly hubbies. Seeds know what time it is, like it's time for Teletubbies. If you can do it, even fewer can sell it. Take it from the dude who wear a mask like a tartan helmet. He plots shows like robberies. In and out, 1, 2, 3, nobody's please. Run the cash and you won't get a wet sweatshirt. The mic is the shoddy, nobody move, nobody get hurt. Bring the heat like the boy done gone to war. Came in the door, and everybody on the floor. A whole string of jobs like we on tour. Every night, on a score, coming to your corner store.
tell you, start snapping. Oh, yeah, sure. Ladies and gentlemen.
Nice cigar.
I am risking my life to tell you with great concern that I must warn you.
Shouts out to Toadies back on there. We're going to get some background music. Got some Nujabes as requested. Mm. Nujabes is a good Japanese. He's like the father of lo-fi hip-hop, basically. Rest in peace, Nujabes. Died in 2010.
Pretty young.
But shouts him out anyway. Anyway, so we want to shout out... Who was it? It was... I can't hear you.
Daddy Roach.
Daddy Roach, and we got the Georgia fam. Go Dogs. specifically the Lou Dog.
The Continental.
And the Tiger Dog. I don't know what to call the other dog. We got let's go dogs.
Our dogs.
Our dogs. Our favorite dogs. Shouts out to the Short Rib King. He's always listening. Thank you, Dame Zachary. He's always listening. We have, a special guest. It's her last couple of days on here, and we wanted her fill in.
Oh,
on...
so put me on the spot.
Mm-hmm, of course. I got to choose someone at a time. Of course. We got a whole hour for this.
I came in telling everyone else to be entertaining.
give a top three thing. It doesn't matter if it's number one or whatever, or top five thing that you have as a memory at Tufts. It doesn't have to be number one. It could be anything in the top five that you think is in the top five.
A memory.
That you'd had it here in Somerville, Medford area. Could be. Or anything, your Harvard Square, downtown cross. It doesn't matter just because you're not from here, so.
Yeah, that's true. I guess Primark is pretty momentous.
For the folks who don't know what Primark is, can you explain what Primark is?
Primark is like Forever 21, H&M, all those kinds of like fast fashion places. But like British and implanted here.
Right.
And there's not one. Well, there's like one
only,
other one.
Maybe? They're in Europe. Not in the US.
But
I think
in the
US
States, there's like one other one, I think.
There's one in the Danbury Mall, which is like 45 minutes away from my house, which is really random.
Oh, so in Connecticut?
So there is one in Connecticut.
Oh.
But yeah, there's like one or two other ones
in the
States.
I was really surprised that it was there too.
And I think the Massachusetts one was the first one in the States.
I mean, that would make sense as a big city.
Yeah.
I don't know about Danbury.
And I went there today, and it's
all
like...
Yeah, it's a really random place. It really shouldn't be there. No, really.
Let me please stay.
Shouts out Connecticut.
Great.
We love the state. We've got a representative here.
We love the Constitution.
We're also repping, of course, Georgia in the building. We're representing Texas, and we're representing Santa Ana and Los Angeles, to be specific. We got two Californians. It's probably the most diverse crowd. Typically, I have a bunch of West Side, but now we got two East Coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I had one East Coaster.
We will defend it.
We are defending TBS.
I only know it. That's it.
We defend TBS, fluff, and everything New York. Chopped cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, everything.
Chopped cheese?
But
how insensitive. I'm lactose intolerant.
Anyway, oh, actually, let's talk to, let's get the mic to The Forest or Gonzo, whatever you prefer. This is going to be his first time in New York soon, and I want to know...
Wait.
You've never been to New York?
Yeah, I've never been.
You're from Connecticut. You can't say that.
Well, I mean...
I've never been. I'm going to visit over with Zerzalo.
Zerzo's fam, yeah.
Yeah,
with a Lou dog and a tiger dog?
Yeah, we're going to go visit.
Fun. What is your image of New York since you've ever been? What do you think of it?
The only image that I have is like just giant ass building in Manhattan, snow, bunch of it, and trains that never stop moving.
Well, you're not gonna go under. Trains, but you're not gonna be in the snow, so you won't see that.
Yeah.
Just but you'll really definitely see like people trying to sell you a CD. Yeah, they're gonna try to sell you a CD on the street. That happened to me. I didn't even have a CD player.
Don't take the CD. Just keep walking. You have to be rude.
You have to be rude. They go right up to your face. Like, how's it going, my man?
It's so hectic over there.
But do people even have CD players these days?
Way I listened to my mixtape when I got it was through Diego's laptop, LED boy, too explicit, whatever his name is. he has to decide.
The number two,
but it was a dumpster fire. It was really bad. It was pretty bad. But anyway, we'll go back to some tunes right now. Thank you for tuning in for us and our little shenanigans. This is again Klefsta. You listen to the Hawthorne Instrumentalists. We're subbing in for no one. No one has a slot.
I took it.
I took it. It's mine's for the taking, and we'll get back on to some tunes. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know. Lock your windows, close your doors, if you small, My man Imp left a tech and a 9 at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right? My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed, yo Biggie, let me get the vest. No need for that, just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him, yo, don't fake no moves.
What?
Treat it like boxing, stick and move.
You ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ships. With the same clip and the same 4-5, 2-point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word, nigga even try to bogart. Have his mother sing it, it's so hard.
Yes, love, love your fucking attitude. Because the nigga play pussy, that's the nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. Webs on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Word to mother, I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at?
When he's sticking you and taking all your money.
Give me the loot, give me the loot.
I'm a bad girl.
Stick up, stick up. And I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me fill my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace. Send him on Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shits is persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug. And my nigga Biggie got an inchy one grip. One in the chain, but 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip.
Yeah, nigga, peel
before you find out how blue steel feel.
From the Beretta,
putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers know the better. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it. Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get swinging for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, buck her, buck her, buck her. So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too. Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do? I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I set it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Hey, bitch.
But he's sticking
hey, bitch.
You taking
give me
all
money,
your
bitch.
Money.
Give me the loot, give me the loot. 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 Listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where at?
In the Isuzu Jeep.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream. And if he start to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds. She thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gat.
Hey, chill, shorty, let me do that.
Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cops.
Be cool, fool, ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking donuts.
So why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking.
Oh shit, now he looking in my face.
You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
We're back with our Clefsta, our guy. That's me. And we're going to do our quick sponsor of the hour. It is an hourly sponsor. So, and this is the same one I do. That's why it's my sponsor. Technically, it's just a PSA, but it is my sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, enough of that. So let's go around. Andy, our initial thoughts.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Marijuana, alcohol, no. NyQuil. Number one. Deadly killer of college students. You can quote me on that. Next person.
All right, Zuzo.
Quick question. Why the tabla? I heard like nothing. I was just listening to the tabla in the back.
I don't know. Cannabis. I don't know. Ethnic. I don't know. You know how these folks
feels
are.
Exotic.
You know how these folks are. They don't really think about it. They don't really think about it. How about you, Gonzo?
Yo, I think the same thing. I heard the boom. And I was like, what is this?
Just heard drums. What kind of sponsor I stopped is that? Listening.
And how about you, Daddy J?
Actually, I'm more interested in how you decided to go with your name.
Mine?
Yeah.
Like Clefsta?
Yeah. Where did that come from?
So I've been called I've been called Clef online for like many reasons. I can't really go in depth about that, but for like the last since it's like 2012 maybe, and like I'm like enamored by the shoes Bapestas by Babe. So it's like I'm just gonna add. They look like they're like copy Air Force Ones or like Nike Air Force Ones, with a little star. Yes. So I just was like, well, it sounds kind of cool. I got Clef, you know, and like Clefsta, because you gotta have a different DJ name from your like other creative name. So
from your street names.
You know what? Actually, on the topic of street names, we could talk about that because it's actually a really like interesting topic where I grew up. We'll go around. Maybe I don't know if everybody can relate to this, but the weirdest street name I heard like on people on my blog. This guy named Blanks. I thought it was the coolest name. Now, did he do cool things? Probably not. He probably did some things that were not good to society.
Those kinds of
but Blanks is a sick name. Well, that's all I'm gonna say.
Wait, did you say Blinks or Blanks?
Blinks, like a blank sheet of paper.
Oh,
Blinks.
I thought Blinks, like
No. Blanks, like
Blinks.
That's adorable.
Like shooting blanks.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't trust that.
So I don't know. Zerzo was over here like, wow, Blinks. Cute.
No, I mean,
wow, he must have dropped his contact in a movie theater.
I also knew a guy named Ghost. Just Ghost. That's not very creative.
Nah.
But Blanks is tight. I like that name. He probably didn't do cool stuff. He was probably a bad kid, but he's 16 years old. His name was Blanks. He was probably some sort of crip or something.
One of my friend's freshman year roommate was literally named Shady. His name was Shady.
Wait, I feel like
I know Shady, but he's my year, so it's not your.
He's a junior.
Yeah. He's gonna be a junior.
Never mind.
Right, because the Shady I'm talking about is gonna be a senior.
Yeah.
So not the same Shady.
Well, I'm thinking of a junior named Shady.
That's my year.
Yeah. So your year.
Oh, then I know. Yeah, Shadath. Yeah, I know him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. Hmm. He's an interesting fellow.
I wonder if he's listening.
He does have the time, so I know. anyway, what else? There's a Shady, Blanks, Ghost. I don't know.
Do any of us know any like interesting street names?
Nope, I'm suburban.
Suburban, Connecticut.
My white Connecticut town.
All right, you know what? So we'll go into a different topic, and the theme music will be on that. So Daddy J, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Favorite Pokemon?
Ooh.
Damn.
Oh, that's hard.
That is a tough one. That's why I'm asking you.
I feel like I have to go to like classic Charizard.
Charizard?
Yeah.
Charizard? Oh, we made a face of Grimace. All right, Gonzo, give your take on that and then give what is your favorite Pokemon.
Well, it's a classic. I can say favorite Pokemon, but you could also say like favorite starter Pokemon or like favorite like
evolution. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Like, that narrows it down.
I feel like Lucario or like,
is a good starting.
Lucario is a good one, yeah.
How about you, Gonzo? You made a grimace to Charizard.
I don't know. It seems basic, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No offense.
Square
person.
One?
Yeah.
I'm a basic person, I guess.
Shouts out to Kelsmeister. She's listening.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
Yes, Kelsey. Hello.
Hello. Actually, we'll just call her not Kelsey. It's an inside joke. I won't explain. So not Kelsey.
Not Kelsey.
My street name was Cash Money Kels. That was a dollar sign.
Amazing.
She's on the snaps. She's snapping on the snaps.
Watch out for her on these streets.
No. Okay, so Gonzo, what is your favorite Pokemon? Let's get on to that.
Gotta say Umbreon. It's a dark type, and it just wouldn't die, and I love that.
I like that.
Which game is that from? I'm not too familiar.
Well, Umbreon is from Sinnoh, isn't it?
Boy, you know your things.
Oof.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
It's from the second generation Pokemon Crystal.
I'm the coolest one.
How about you?
All right,
Zerzo, what's your favorite? It doesn't matter. I don't really watch Pokemon, play Pokemon, so I'm about to say nothing.
It's about the pink one.
My favorite cards, when I had the cards, were Butterfree and Charizard.
Those are fair.
That's what I got.
I like Butterfree. Butterfree's sick. I can't really argue. Wait, what's up, Daddy James?
I never understood the name Butterfree, you know?
I mean, it's free like butter.
Literally,
I'm not serious, folks.
Setting you free. Like,
also, I was a child, and I did not think that deep into
like
it.
Like a little thing with wings, right?
It was really
pretty.
That is
also fair.
Setting the butterfly free. All the caterpillar
Pokemon were like kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
How about you, ND? What's your favorite Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Dang.
Heck.
Dang. I have to think.
What kind of Pokemon is that?
I don't know. I think Darkrai is pretty cool.
Who?
I do like Darkrai. I think it's a cool Pokemon.
Darkrai. I don't know it very well. I know, I guess Gonzo, he's nodding. I guess he knows.
I know what that is. The
so my favorite.
I am aware of
my favorite
like
for.
In, like the movies is, you know, he's like.
Oh,
you
from know, the movies. That's right. I did watch most of the movies as a kid. That's right. I don't know the names. I just know how
you look. You know, misunderstood.
But my favorite for meme purposes is Mudkip. I love
Mudkip.
Aww. I love Mudkip. He's fantastic.
He's great.
If we're going through like starter Pokemon, I think Sinnoh had like the coolest evolutions.
Blaziken.
Don't at me.
Come on.
Blaziken's a classic.
Blaziken, but it's still like a chicken. Like Infernape.
What's the crocodile
like
one?
Napoleon.
Alligator. The first one is Totodile.
Totodile. Yeah.
Middle one, Crocna. Ask me any Pokemon. I got it.
I can't name any.
Oh, now you gotta test him.
Who are we testing? Wait, Gonzo? So all right, Daddy J, test him.
Once he put out the challenge, he immediately was like, ooh.
Wait, what challenge?
All right, so text the hotline number at 555-555-555 and test Gonzo. Give me any name for a Pokemon.
Yeah,
we will take any. just message
name?
Us. It doesn't matter. You know
challenge
us. Look, we're not creative names. Andy's Andy. Zerzo's Angelina. Gonzo's Gonzalo. And Daddy J is Daddy J. Come on, guys. You know him. Everybody
you
knows
know
him.
You love him.
We all know
you
him.
You want to be friends with him.
Daddy J.
You know who it is. The guy who recommended Blizzard. We all know.
The guy who recommended Blizzard.
You know dang well.
Keep him in for days.
No dang well.
You know dang well what you did.
Clean my ears.
All right,
where
so
is that Q-tip?
We'll get back
where
to some tunes right now. We've been talking for a bit. Thank you for tuning in so far. This has been fun. This has been definitely fun. Woo!
Ni en pintura cuando empecemos no me dio cuenta de que luego tuviera que pagar pero si se cambie me voy a acostarme con ti.
feels too hot in that bitch right there. About 100 degrees out here. Popping that water real decent. Records popping real decently right now. Niggas hold us the fuck down. Crazy. Checks is retarded. Don't get mad, nigga. Put a smile on your face. I'm bringing back to the ghetto, nigga.
And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do. You just gotta get it together.
We are back, everybody. Back on air. And as a good segue, and let me get the background music. I chose a good song for all of us. So as a segue from the last song, the sample is from Rick and Morty, and I feel like most of us in the room can speak about Rick and Morty.
Like, kind of, but definitely. Not to like the extent that those.
Well, those are. No. You need to just mute Andy's mic.
Listen. You need a very high IQ to understand Rick and Mortimer.
I just don't have time.
Richard and Mortimer. Thank you.
Mortimer, I'm sorry.
Actually, it's Richard Ampersand Mortimer. Yeah. But okay, so
Rick and Morty.
So, what do you think is gonna happen with Evil Morty? Like, what's the deal? That's the main question, right? What they have so many angles they can go with it, but I want to know what one opinion you have that would be a good way that you would prefer. Mm. We'll start with Daddy J because I feel like he's the quickest to his feet.
I don't know, because I keep thinking back about like the theories, like. You know, Morty is supposed to be Rick, but in the future or something like that, you know? And I'm like, I keep thinking like, oh, when are they going to get back to it? I was kind of disappointed that it didn't really manifest in this season. And I'm wondering if he's going to be this big villain in the upcoming season that we're going to see. Or is he going to be like a side character? Or maybe it's like a Game of Thrones kind of thing where it's just like... He comes out of nowhere and he kind of is like an ex machina kind of character.
That's a lot of theories. Any of them are fair because we don't know. They can do whatever they want, right? Like that's literally what they do. How about you, Gonzo? What's your take?
My take is initially when they first introduced Evil Morty, and at the end of the episode, they played his theme song for like the first time when he's getting loaded onto like the Morty transports. And in like right after that, Rick and Morty were moving off, and Rick tells Morty like, "Yo, don't get too big for your britches. Proud Morty can be a real pain in the back." And that just—I'm pretty sure it's the Evil Morty scenario has happened before to the Citadel or just to a Rick in general, because like we've also seen Rick have flashbacks of taking care of a baby Morty, but from Beth we know that he's been absent basically all of her adult life.
That's true.
So that's my take on it. I'm pretty sure it's already happened before, and it's just gonna
happen again.
Yeah.
Then like the end of the series would be the beginning.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair. How about you, Zerzo? What's your opinion on the Evil Mortimer?
I have very few things to add, but I don't really buy, or I don't really see how they're gonna make like, I don't know. I've heard the theory for a while that Morty and Rick are the same. I just don't really. I don't see that one fully looping, you know?
Yeah, so we actually, to remind us, Evil Morty is now, like, the president or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's, like, the first Morty ever to be president in the Citadel or something, whatever, however that works, or, like, the council, I don't know. I just thought of that now. That just messed up my thinking. Andy,
what did you have theories?
My thoughts?
No, okay. I just like, but then I just forgot that I was absent in my mind. Like, that's an idea. I have to take it. I don't know. I can only. I hope Evil Mortimer doesn't take over things.
I'm expecting there's gonna be like a really obvious break in the fourth wall, and that's gonna be like a big major thing. Like, cause I know they've broken the fourth wall before several times.
Right.
But I'm expecting that at some point there's gonna be like some major like break in the fourth wall that's gonna be like, whoa, we're part of this, and I don't know.
Now viewer. Those are all fair. We can't ask Andy about his take. He doesn't even watch the show.
The Matrix.
Cool. So the Matrix might be family red.
What is the
Morpheus, Dorpheus, drinking a 40 in a death basket. You know, the like Eric Andre little, yeah, whatever. If Steezy's listening, he loves that. He loves that so much. He says, Eric, please play. Could I ever go on a YouTube stream? He's like, please play Morpheus. And guess what I do? I play Morpheus.
Yeah, as you should.
Hey guys, please the people.
Gotta please the people.
I just give and keep give and give. Thing.
No one ever gives anything. Just take.
All right, so we'll be segueing back to some tunes. We have, how much time we got? We got about 19 minutes left. And the next song was chosen by our own Gonzo before the show. He suggested it.
Wait,
so we'll go back to it.
I'm not aware of this.
You weren't there. You were at work.
Minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got...
It's been 19 minutes.
All right, so we'll get back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far. We love all of you. Especially Gonzo. He loves you the most.
I thought you loved Gonzo the
Thank you.
So we're back, everybody. I know it's only one track at a time, but this is our last time for Zuzo probably to be on air.
Yeah.
So we're trying to maximize her time on air. We're all having fun here. You're having fun? Your only time here so far?
Oh, yeah.
Let's put her on the spot
again.
Heck yeah.
Let's put her on the spot.
Let's keep me on the spot.
All right, let's keep her on the spot. What's something we could talk about?
She loves the center of attention.
What are your dresses looking like? You went dress shopping today.
I did go dress shopping today.
What, can you describe them to us? We can't show. We're not on air, like, physically, like, with a camera, so we got to tell them.
I mean, everyone else is lost, truly and honestly. I picked up two. I think one is an actual winner.
Okay.
And so the one winner is like, is really cute. It's like a skater dress.
She's going full
the
punk.
Style.
She's going full punk on
what
this.
It's called. It's like peach colored and it's got little flowers and you know.
You know, all 12 of our listeners are loving it. That's
I know,
what I'm saying.
Right? Honestly, you guys are sketches? Like, fan art? Where's the fan art?
And you know what? You know what, like, your fan base is called? I was just told. They're called the Zerzies.
The Zerzies. Oh, my.
The Zerzies. Fantastic.
Oh.
In fact, sometimes they call themselves Tiffany & Co., but really, it's just Zerzies. What else can we talk about? Wait, how many? Did you describe both dresses already, or no? You
so
described one, right?
I picked up two, yeah. And the other one is a white dress, and there's the description.
Dang.
You know?
How long is it? At least we can...
I mean, good normal dress length. Above my knees, maybe, but like...
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have inches for you, like, laid
out. That's what... No, but I meant by, like, as in body, like reference points. That's what I refer to. That's fantastic.
This is
to hear
not
it.
As fun a conversation when the room is full of boys.
That is true. I mean,
I will say.
I enjoy dresses.
I mean, okay.
I love girls in dresses.
We'll you love girls
you.
In dresses. You have no care for the dress.
I love girls.
I love women.
I also love girls.
I love dresses.
But listen,
I mean, God bless girls.
I do not love girls that can beat me up. Let's get that straight. That is a very specific.
Those are the only girls worth loving.
Okay, all girls are worth loving. Ladies,
right,
ladies.
But I don't want to be loving a girl who will beat me up.
I mean, just because
the only
she
reason
can.
I bring this up is
just because she can.
I don't think Gerson's listening, but that is his preferred partner. He always says it.
Girls who can beat him up.
Yes,
he wants to be dominated.
It's a very bad description, and like when he describes it, I'm not gonna go more in detail.
Well, he's a big
the way
guy.
He describes he is a big man, so that's actually a big task.
He's a weak man.
Oh, well.
Ooh, hopefully he's not listening.
Big and weak.
Wow, just like what's that character in Sonic? The big like purple cat. Do you know?
Oh no!
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. The one that fishes.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's wonderful.
No, good for him. You know, making his own money.
Oh, no, he's great. He's great.
He's fantastic. He's so like soft and lovable, but he's big and weak.
Yeah.
He's a great fisher though. He's a great fisher.
No, I mean, I remember.
You know, like so a video game is not good unless it's a fishing minigame. That's what I like to believe. And
that's
every
a really
Sonic
generalizable and totally doable thing for every game.
Right. Like half of games that come from Japan have that anyway. So it doesn't matter, right? And more than half of games come
industry.
From Japan anyway. So like win-win almost. I don't know. I can't really, you know, I can't really describe it well. But I saw that tweet once where it was like, oh, you know, argument, like an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Only games worth playing are fishing that
fishing
the ones that have
mini
fishing mini games, yeah. And then the first picture that pops up that gets the most likes is a picture of the big purple cat from Sonic just fishing. I was like, yes, that is my child. That is from Sonic Heroes.
No. He appears in multiple ones.
Yeah, no, but what's the one where you get to fish the most? It's the one with their
Sonic.
Teams. He's in a team with Amy and the Bat
oh,
Lady.
Then, yeah.
I had
Heroes.
It. Oh my god, I get. They're in teams. There's like Sonic, Knuckles, Tails are on one team.
Yeah,
blah blah.
Yeah.
And you get to like play as each one throughout the game.
No. I believe it is Sonic Heroes.
Is it Sonic Heroes?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Sonic Heroes 2.
Yes, and you like.
And just no help for this.
Listen, Sonic.
I was a big Sonic fan.
Okay, so we can talk about one thing. So I think I've seen this before, and I kind of agree with it. I think we can talk about it in the room. Sonic, even though the games aren't typically good anymore, Sonic's is like the reason it survives in general. The reason it's just like got popular is his character design is nearly flawless. Like just
really?
how he looks. Like he's just charismatic. He's got the you know the nice
that
red shoes. He spins.
He's
like the only thing.
Oh my!
And he's like he's simple. He's fast, and he eats chili dogs. Like it's just like
pretty flawless designing.
They're pretty. It's like the only. Okay, think of another reason why they still sell. Kids just love Sonic.
I mean, I still remember waking up early in the morning on Saturday.
Right, watching Sonic X,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a great show on Saturday mornings on CW, Channel 5 for me. Yeah. And probably Channel 5 for you from California.
It was, actually. Yeah. Right? That and Kirby.
Right back at you, yeah, the show. Yeah, I used to watch. I would wake up 6 a.m. to watch on Saturday.
Wow. Oh, I didn't have that. I used to have some just Mexican channel I used to get on, like, some weird
aluminum antenna. Plaza Sesamo?
Yeah, that and Yu-Gi-Oh, but in
that
Spanish.
That hits. Plaza it's, like, the most, like...
Yeah.
Out of brand Sesame Street. It's awful.
Screw the electric company, right?
What's that again?
Screw the electric company. Screw
Sesame Street. Screw all of them. The only Muppets I like are the ones that are not Sesame Street characters. I'm just putting in that. I love Bert and Ernie, though. I love Bert and Ernie.
Well, it's you and Gerson.
One of them's not big and weak.
I mean, arguable.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll not go more in depth into that. We'll get back to some tunes right now. Thank you for tuning in to our shenanigans. We'll get back to some tunes and thank you for tuning in so far. We're going to go into some Doom. I'm a big Doom guy. Shouts out to the villains out in the you know, don't shouts out. They're probably bad people. Definitely is easy as pie, everybody. Definitely is 3.14. Shouts out to JSO11. Hopefully she's still listening. We forgot to do it last time we were talking, but it's because we got distracted. We love talking to you guys on air. Shouts out to JSO11.
Julia is indeed a girl.
Remember, kids.
All right, so the idea they had for the last couple minutes before we have to sign out is to roast a host. That is, I don't know if...
No. Not roast.
This would have been a great idea if I thought of things to roast you with.
Oh, I guess I overheard.
No, you overheard correctly. Oh. I just didn't correspondingly plan.
More like question, you know? More like question.
Oh, all right. So grill him.
Let's talk about stuff.
Okay, all right, we'll see what I avoid and we'll see what I don't avoid.
There you go.
Let's go ahead,
I want to hear from Andy and
Gonzo. All right, Andy hasn't talked in a while. That's true. Ask me a question.
Like grill him. What questions do you have?
What questions do I have?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's see.
Does that count?
Dang, I don't know.
I mean, you answered it well.
I did. Thank you for applause. I don't have a back. Woo! I don't have a little backing track for that. But any questions, Andy?
Who is your real sponsor?
My real sponsor? Yeah. I don't get paid. That's an easy question. Go ahead, Zuzo.
Oh, we're doing this in order.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, okay. If not, we can do
convenient
a pass.
Convenient that you would be at the end then.
We could do a pass.
I'm
you can pass.
I'm the quickest thinker.
You are.
All right, we'll go to Daddy J then. Actually, first, let's go. This is Cluston. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are in the last 5 minutes unless we are not kicked out. We will see. Anyway, Daddy J, what is your question?
You want to go deep or?
We'll see if I answer it. I'll say yes or no. All
right. You know, I always kind of wonder. I feel like you can kind of get a lot out of someone from asking them something
deep.
Like,
"Oh my goodness."
Well, no. It's not deep. It's just like I kind of want to very deep. I'm wondering, like, what do you like to think about at night? You know, like before you're winding down at night.
Like to think about?
Oh,
that
is a great question.
But what do you think about? Like at the end of the
day, what do you end up thinking about?
Yeah, what do you end up thinking about?
So usually, so either it's like what I'm gonna do the following day, it's whatever's on Twitter, I guess, because that's what I do. I go on Twitter like at 1 a.m. and tweet nonsense. Follow Supreme Clef. Two F's on the Clef. And I don't know. That is a very good question. Because I think it's very sporadic. It's not very consistent. But I can say that it is two prominent themes are Twitter and what I'm gonna do the next day, and maybe arguing with Grissom about baseball because he doesn't know enough.